This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 6/20/22. The name of the patient is Isaac Jackson, I-S-A-A-C, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead, file Strucco, space Jackson, space I. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 6/20/22. Referring physician, Marion Bob McCoy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, New Paragraph clinical indication, 82-year-old male with history of hypertension, preoperative for surgery for pancreatic mass, for stress test on medication, new paragraph ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, consider septal wall MI of indeterminate age, comma, J point elevation, new paragraph baseline blood pressure, colon 128 over 70, parentheses, valsartan hydrochlorothiazide 160/12.5, labetalol 200 Q8H, comma, hydralazine 100 Q8H, comma, amlodipine 5 milligrams Q12H, comma, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID, close parentheses, period, baseline heart rate 68 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage two of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 117, parentheses, 85% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period, at peak stress. The patient had a blood pressure 160 over 72 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 18720, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had baseline pre-hypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress. Correction, the patient had baseline pre-hypertension with an initial increase in blood pressure response to stress, but with a subsequent plateau with the next level of stress consistent with blunting of blood pressure response to stress on current medication, consistent with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity on his beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure 123 over 70 and a heart rate of 76 at the end of the recovery period. There were isolated VPCs in a ventricular couplet at peak stress and several isolated VPCs in early recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 85% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation for the level of stress attained and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 85% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, 1, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 85% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. 4, the patient had baseline pre-hypertension with an initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress, but would I plateau with the next level of stress consistent with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on its current antihypertensive regimen, period. The patient had mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity on his beta blocker. 5, there were isolated VPCs in a ventricular couplet at peak stress and isolated VPCs in early recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 85% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, comma, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise consistent with the level of stress attained and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.